the topic at hand will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, so we are continuing as usual with everything that happened to us during the times of the Congress and afterwards. Maybe it's a new level, a new platform, but we need to continue. And we are continuing with the same study materials. This is how Rabash would also start following all of the events that happened yesterday. Today we continue. It's not that it is as usual. Of course, it's new conditions in each one of us inside and between us, and the material itself is new. But we continue. That is, the framework remains the same framework. And therefore, item 18, that is, the whole of reality is incorporated in Ein Sof, and it is extended existence from existence. Only the will to receive is new, and it is extended existence from absence. Dudi, please.
Item 18. Know that the whole matter of innovation that the Creator had innovated with this creation, which our sages said he elicited existence from absence, applies only to the form of the desire to enjoy imprinted in every created being. Nothing more was innovated in creation. And this is the meaning of maker of light and creator of darkness. Maimonides, Rambam, interpreted the word creator as indicating a novelty, meaning something that did not exist before. You see that it does not say create light, since there is no innovation in it by way of existence from absence. This is because the light and everything contained in the light, all the pleasant sensations and conceptions in the world, extend existence from existence. This means that they are already included in him. Hence, there is no innovation in them. This is why it is written, the maker of light, indicating that there is no innovations or creation in it. However, it is said of the darkness, which contains every unpleasant sensation and conception, and creator of darkness. This is because he invented them, literally, existence from absence. In other words, it does not exist in his reality whatsoever, but was rather innovated now. The root of all of them is the form of the will to enjoy, included in his lights, which expand from him. Initially, it is only darker than the upper light, and is therefore called darkness compared to the light. But finally, the klipot, the shells, the sita acha, the other side, and the wicked cascade and emerge because of it, which cuts them off entirely from the root of life. This is the meaning of the verse, her legs descend to death. Her legs indicate the end of something. He says that in the end, death cascades from the legs of Malchut, the desire to enjoy that exists in the expansion of his light to the Sitra Achna and to those that feed off her and follow her.
Item 19.
Title, because we are branches that extend from Ein Sof, infinity, the things that are in our root are pleasurable to us, and those that are not in our root are burdensome and painful. Item 19. We can ask, since this disparity of form of the will to receive must be in the created beings, for how else would they extend from him and shift from being creator to being created beings? This is only possible by the above-mentioned disparity of form. Furthermore, this form of the will to enjoy is the primary essence of creation, the axis of the thought of creation. It is also the measure of the delight and pleasure, as we have said above, for which it is called a place. Thus, how can we say about it that it is called darkness and extends to the discernment of death, since it creates separation and interruption from the life of lives in the receiving lower ones? We should also understand what is this great anxiety that comes to the receivers because of the disparity of form from his self, and why the great wrath about it. To explain this subtle matter, if sufficiently, we must first clarify the origin of all the pleasures and sufferings felt in our world. Know this, it is known that the nature of every branch is equal to its root. Therefore, the branch desires, loves, and covets every conduct in the root, and does not tolerate and hates any conduct that is not in the root. This is an unbreakable law that applies to every branch and its root, because he is the root of all his creations, and everything in him that extends from him directly is pleasurable and pleasant to us. For our nature is close to our root. Also, everything that is not in him and does not extend to us directly from him, but is rather opposite to creation itself, will be against our nature and will be hard for us to tolerate. For example, we love rest and vehemently hate movement to the point that we do not make even a single movement if not to find rest. This is because our root is motionless and restful. There is no movement in him whatsoever. For this reason, it is against our nature and hated by us. Similarly, we love wisdom, power, wealth, and all the virtues, because they are contained in him, who is our root. We hate their opposites, such as folly, weakness, poverty, ignominy, and so on, since they are not at all in our root, making them despicable, loathsome, and intolerable to us. We should still examine, how can there be any extension that does not come directly from him, but from the opposite of creation itself? It is like a wealthy man who called on a poor fellow, fed him, and gave him drinks, and granted him silver and gold every single day, and each day more than the day before. Note that this man simultaneously tastes two distinct flavors in the great gifts of the rich man. On one hand, he tastes immeasurable pleasure due to the abundance of his gifts. On the other hand, it is hard for him to tolerate the abundant benefits, and he is ashamed when receiving it. This matter causes him intolerance due to the abundant gifts showered on him every time. It is certain that his pleasure from the gifts extends to him directly from the wealthy benefactor, that the impatience that he felt in the presence did not come from the wealthy benefactor, but from the very essence of the receiver. The shame awakened in him because of the reception and the free gift. The truth is that this too comes to him from the rich man, of course, but indirectly.
Go ahead and ask more.
What's the meaning of existence from absence? There's nothing without a cause, right?
It is extended from the Creator. The cause is the Creator. He causes all the phenomena. Everything is extended from Him. The straight things and the opposite things, you have no other source. But with respect to the person who receives, there is a difference. If he receives it directly, meaning according to equivalence of form, or in the opposite form, when he doesn't have equivalence of form with the giver, but nevertheless it comes to him in the opposite manner. So this is what he says, that this shame that he gets from receiving from the wealthy man, the wealthy man doesn't send him that feeling deliberately, but this feeling nevertheless accompanies the action itself. This is called indirectly. And whether we want to or not, the Creator made it so that we will feel it. And we will feel shame so much so that we will work only due to the shame. Later on, the shame will become honor. And actually, the feeling that accompanies giving or receiving, this feeling of shame or honor, is what pushes us to corrections.
Attitude change.
The attitude, the relation between what and what.
Like now I hate motion because of my roots, but a Kabbalist has a different attitude towards motion.
The Kabbalist doesn't take into account motion or rest. He takes into account the giver, the one that he is connected with. That everything in him is done according to the feeling of the giver, or more correctly, the feeling of the greatness of the giver. This is what he wants to determine all of his actions. The greatness of the Creator. That's the most important.
Hi, Brooklyn. How can we... The best way for us to prevent an environment where we can all go through these states safely together and very fast if possible.
As much as we yearn for connection between us, it is considered that we are yearning to go through these differences, this gap, this minefield on the way, the sea, the Red Sea. It doesn't matter in which form it occurs before us, and that this is how we feel it. But all of these things, we go through them only by overcoming the lack of connection. There is no more. You can throw away entirely all of these examples. You can also bring in the examples from the desert and the mountains and the Red Sea and other obstacles along the way. These are all forces that obstruct our connection, and we have to overcome them. And this is how we attain all kinds of achievements and degrees. And also, we don't have to call them by different names that appear in the Torah, but rather according to the degrees. We nevertheless need to mark them, to denote them with some numbers or something. And this is why the wisdom of Kabbalah explains this to us according to our nature, the degrees of Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, root 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, the degrees of coarseness, the degrees of the screen, and so on.
Beseder.
Okay.
Try
to depict it in a way that is more concrete. That this is about numbers, the degrees in our will to receive, in overcoming the will to receive, with the screen and reflected light, and according to that, the revelation of the Creator.
Morning, teacher.
The Congress clarified just how important the renewal is. And here, it's talking about the principle of renewal. How to do it in the 10?
Only by overcoming to a new connection, another connection, another connection, another connection. Out of that, we will have new discernments. Usually, following a Congress, there is some sort of a decline because we can't constantly be in such a tension. There is day and night, and this is why we sometimes have, or some of the friends are in a state of lack of forces, a lack of spirit. There is no concentration the way it was in the Congress where everyone was drawn to it, and so there was this atmosphere that helps everyone. And after that, there is a certain letdown. That is true. We also need to know how we advance through such actions. It's like with a wheel that we say that there is a turn forward, but a part of the wheel seemingly goes back. And this is how we, all in all, turn. So, as it says, you have, yours is the day and yours is also the night. That the night also joins the day into a single fortnight. And the darkness is an inseparable state from the light. It is a part of the corrections. And actually, the corrections start from the darkness, from the evening, from the night. And only after the night passes, we absorb all of the deficiencies, the problems, the darkness that is in the night where we cannot understand, we cannot feel, then begins a desire to discover everything, to arrange everything, and this, in this we already invite a reforming light, and then the day begins. This is how we should also understand all of our times. But because we exist in a great society, and indeed in the Congress we saw how what a great power there is to our whole, our entire connection, the men and the women together, truly we're all in a good desire to advance, so we can reach, we actually do reach a state where both the night and the day and all the times that we go through, they're all registered towards our advancement forward. And in the same opportunity, I would like to say that I received all kinds of appeals. How come I do not appear, and I do not answer, and I do not participate? So realize that this is for your own good, because I can already see how much you are capable of being in that on your own. And therefore, I'm not allowed to get into it. but rather to the extent that you are capable of managing everything, that you are capable of advancing on your own, then there is no room for me there anymore, and I have to stand on the side until, while I'm still with you, a day will come and I will no longer be physically with you, so you should know and advance on your own without any problem. This is actually the nature of creation.
Отдавать возможно при получении. Вопрос.
То,
что дает Творец.
To bestow we can only by reception. So how to receive correctly from the Creator in every state that He gives.
First of all, that from Him only good emerges. And I receive these things in a way that it is according to my qualities. If I am in identification in equivalence of form, I also receive it as good. To the extent that it is closer or farther away than how it comes from the Creator. But if I'm in lack of equivalence of form, being in, even in oppositeness of form, then I feel in that the opposite. It is bad. And all in all, everything depends on my on the identification of my desires with the desires of the Creator. And this is where the whole thing is. And the Creator is a system that brings, that makes me feel things that are in favor or against, according to the degree of my development, according to my ability to overcome, according to states that I have to go through. It all comes from above. And therefore, I should always realize that whatever comes to me, it's good. That comes to me in order to educate me and bring me closer to the Creator. That's to begin with, always. That it is all mercy. However, what I feel, it could be the opposite. And this only testifies to how much I need to correct myself. That my entire correction is until I feel good in the Creator's world, in each and every state.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Bokyo Tov.
Good morning. Rav, what is there in the world to receive that can also feel unpleasant things from the Creator?
From the Creator, we don't feel unpleasant things.
But the fact is, we do feel unpleasant things. How can that be?
It can be because you feel that you're receiving them from the Creator, maybe, and you're full of complaints, and in that, you need to change your vessels of reception, and then you will receive what you get from the Creator, what you deserve, and now you're getting the opposite. It's
of continuing what you said, that one day you won't be with us physically anymore, and we'll continue. Our independence, do we already need to build and develop now?
This is what I am trying to have built. Go ahead. You need to take care of it. Yes, usually in many cases in the past, we read about groups of Kabbalists that when they passed away from this world, their students were not able to organize themselves and they disintegrated the forces of the group. And accordingly, they became weak, small groups, sometimes even in opposition to each other. And this caused a breaking apart of this wisdom. Of course, I don't want that. And we have to talk about how do you build yourselves in order that even now I will move away from you further and further. And you will discover the mechanism that will manage you. And you will accept it and truly accept it in the right way.
Was it traditional by Kabbalists always to prepare the next generation for their independence, or is this something?
As much as it was possible to do it, they did it. Nevertheless, there were mishaps. Okay. Let's have a song now. In order to.
There's a, something also additional that I feel like we receive from the Creator sometimes, and it's a kind of a guilt for not embracing every opportunity that He gives. And it's clear that that also comes from Him.
Nahon.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm not certain how to work with it sometimes, though, because, well, I don't know how to work with it.
I can pass on to you only what the Kabbalists say and what I understand out of my not-so-great experience. That all of these things are resolved by themselves, are resolved, sorry, only through connection. The solution is nevertheless connection. You can do it with your intellect to understand it and somehow to turn it when it comes to you, but only connection inside of the group, it brings you all of the solutions, the answers, and only in this way you can resolve things, and they have to settle in your sensation, in your feeling. And therefore, it's not a matter of understanding, intellect, that you will have some kind of proof, like in mathematics or physics or something. No, it's not going to help. It has to be inside the feeling. If it works out, then you accept it, you receive it, and it's clear. So it's only through connection.
Sometimes, however, it's especially when I see it in a friend, I can see that it's crippling. So the guilt itself stops a friend or myself in the work, because maybe you've missed a few lessons or you have found yourself incapable of connecting, and then what happens is you stop. And it's hard to reach a friend who's feeling guilt, and or it's hard to come out of that sensation on your own. How do we overcome the guilt?
If we start to relate to one another in love, then there is no problem, and no shame also between us and also towards the Creator. So you need to nonetheless try to reach such sensations, such relations. There is no shame, there's no calculations between those who love one another. There's already calculations, then it's not love. That's why it's written, love covers all crimes. That's what we need to yearn to reach, to such calculations. That then there is no criticism and no room for who's more or less or what form or manner. Rather, love covers all crimes.
From Mach 8, why does creation need this oppositeness that the Creator creates within it? On one hand, pleasure, on the other side, guilt, shame, sorry.
Without shame, we wouldn't feel that we're receiving. You understand? You wouldn't feel that you're receiving. Depict yourself that we wouldn't feel like, I don't know, your nerves aren't working. So, God forbid, a person puts his hand into the fire and the hand burns and he doesn't feel that it burns. He doesn't feel it. There's live fire. He sticks his hand out of the fire. The hand is on fire and he doesn't feel it. He sees it and he doesn't feel it. That's why we've been given shame. It's a very big, unique correction that we feel that we are receivers. And all our measure of development is in the measure of shame that we feel.
Okay.
Is that clear?
From Kabyu 9, what does it mean that the light is in a state of rest?
Light is in rest because it has no more than one intention, to bestow good to the created beings. And in all sorts of forms, manners, even in the worst things that we feel, in very difficult states, we just don't identify, but it also comes out of love and in order to benefit us.
Congress from Kabyu 1, why do we feel a need to talk about the Congress that was? Does it help us in any way to bring up memories?
It doesn't help, like memories, and we're not dealing with what was, rather how to prepare ourselves for what will be. And so we are not sunken in the past. We're drawn to the future, and that's what's important to us. And so we're talking, let's say, we came for this. We're going to organize ourselves here that this big group, and it will be even more big. And believe me, when we're speaking about this thing, there are 5, 6, 8,000 in the Congress. It's nothing. The truth is that there were with us many more, multifold more people. And we need to speak and arrange an entire organization within us that will manage this general society of Bnei Baruch and manage its work of this society. And also that we'll manage congresses and all sorts of events. We need to build such an organization, the heart of the organization, that will care for that. In the meantime, we are still in the preliminary organization to that. And I truly care for that. We will need to do it, to organize it. I think that we need to choose a few people who will engage in it. And recommend, let's say, recommend 10 people who can engage in the building of the Bnei Baruch organization in the present time. Without taking into account the presence of the Rav. Yes, that you will be independent.
I have a principle question. Maybe it comes out of the Congress itself. What is the difference between a lesson and the Yeshivat Haverim? What's the difference if you're sitting opposite Rabash in a lesson with a book versus sitting with the friends reading a text of Rabash? Is there a difference in the result, in the outcome?
Of course, Because if I'm sitting with Rabash, I'm sitting with my teacher, and what he says, I accept it without criticism. And if I have to activate my criticism, then I activate it in a very conscious manner. Rather, if I'm sitting with the friends, then there, first of all, we need to connect between us. And then the connection between us will be like Rav, that I'm sitting in front of. And then everyone are all sitting in front of this Rav that we have formed for ourselves, created for ourselves out of the connection between us.
Okay, nice. So can we reach on the same volume of connection between us, just like we are opposite Rav, with the same alertness, like we're sitting opposite you and receiving from you?
Of course, so, and even more, and even more. You can, in the connection between you, reach a state that you are sitting in front of the Creator.
In the connection between us, we cannot be mistaken.
If you want to fulfill the connection according to all the law that you know, and praying to the Creator, and making an effort to be in a constant connection with Him, then you won't be mistaken. Rather, in the extent that the Creator wants to we'll go back to this. In any case, I see that this question is in the air, and people are worried. I want to see an organization that is operated successfully already from now, meaning that you organize the group called the head of the organization, the people who manage everything, do everything, and like Dudi says, that there already are such things. I don't know who or what there is. And not just once I hear when I talk about the future of the organizations, and I get such answers, like Dudi said, yes, oh, that we have all.
Be more audacious. The people who sit before you, the management, is that not the organization, the management of the organization?
No, I'm not talking about that at all.
So what are you talking about?
I'm talking about this, that Nibiruch checks itself and does a revision, an examination, and builds itself for the new future that doesn't have with it Rav in flesh and blood, alive. It's not. And it's a bit different from what there is today. Because today, with each and every question, you can come to me, or even if you don't come to me, but you know that I exist. And then it's something else. From rather, if there won't be who to turn to, and then I know what that is. That then all the groups and the organization begin truly to spread out in all directions. Suddenly, there are many people who get up and want to be at the leadership, and each one has their own opinion. That's from the nature of the matters that it occurs such, and we need to be ready for it, and to receive, to accept these disturbances from above, that then we'll awaken. How we will specifically rise by them to a spiritual degree that's even higher, meaning we'll be able to connect them nonetheless and keep this new coarseness that's revealed to turn it into refinement. from the beginning of humanity till the end of humanity.
This is nice, this form of humanity that you described now, but if I now look at us as an organization, I'm not talking about having elections in a parliament.
This that I say that everyone needs to think how to organize the organization without Rav. Yes? Meaning without the decision of an individual. This I'm awakening everyone to think about the future form. And it needs to be according to the form of development, according to the natural development that humanity is going through. Society, human society is going through. Also, we are going through. We need now, because we're entering the last generation, just to understand that from lack of choice, we're entering a state that there won't be one person who is called Rav. And Rav said, and that's it, like a king. And he doesn't have to give, he's not accountable to anyone. Yes, he said, and that's his desire. But now we need to reach a state that all of us understand, all of us feel, all of us connect, and all of us decide. And according to this decision, we're going forward. And this, actually, Rabash is telling us in the social articles, how to connect, how to tie ourselves to one decision, the correct one, how to establish, to form the image of the Creator between us, that actually He is leading us. And to establish this form of the Creator, we need gradually, like in a pyramid. And that's what I want to see, that we're advancing towards this form. It's not just my desire. It's according to the human development, the social evolution, according to what needs to be our organization such. Until we'll reach the structure of the last generation. And from this structure, we will reveal the image of the Creator that we have built. Whatsoever for anyone.
Yes, the people who will lead the society will be people of attainment or people good at organization.
First of all, people of the organization. First of all, the organizational people. People of attainment, that, who knows, who can discern that?
Yes, last question, which is more of a suggestion that truly comes from many friends. Why wouldn't Rav himself choose the people and we will advance in that way?
No, I want it to come from you. Let's
postbox.
Open up our postbox or our email and send us lists of people that you think that these groups can organize and manage our society without Rav. Without Rav, that's the matter. That they are capable of managing in an independent manner, not dependent on anyone, rather only connected to the goal.
Thank you, Rav. About what Dudi asked, can we expect that the tens will do the work, tens that do the work we're doing now will reach spiritual attainment? And we will be in a place where you're not physically with us?
I don't want to expect the spiritual attainment of the tens. Rather the opposite. The correct work that we're talking about it now and the organization, it will also advance us to spiritual attainment.
Barur.
Clear?
Perdón, Rav, lo pregunto porque cuando decimos...
Sorry, Rav, I'm asking because when we hear that Rav decides about something, we know that you receive this decision from the root and branch, you see it from all sides. In our case, if we will reach some decision without spiritual attainment, there are greater chances that we will be wrong. Can we say that?
We have reached a state that if the ten decides with a heavy heart, it's not mistaken. That's it. And so the correct ten, the correct decision, can give us the correct decision, and we won't be mistaken to advance according to this decision to the purpose of creation.
Ну вот, если говорить про организацию, то, на мой взгляд,
Rav, if we're speaking about organization, in my opinion, everything truly works organizationally, externally, we have all the required systems, but when we speak about Rav, we're talking about ideology of the development of the organization. For example, the morning lesson, do we study this or that? According to how we advance in our world group. And we can see how you are leading the world group ideologically. And we see that you are planning the future spiritual states and the sources that we should choose for that. What will be in the Congress, what kind of Congress we will have. This is the primary thing, not the external organizational things. So what's the criteria we should have here?
The main criteria is such that if the group of 10 people, it's not one group from all these groups that we now see on the screen, rather that we have chosen it as the organizer, like an office.
And
so if we chose it, and they truly with one hand, one heart, one mind, they decide, we accept it in a manner like it comes truly from the upper force.
That's it.
It all depends how much they make the effort to decide in one heart, one head. As much as we pass to them, give to them our worry and loyalty, and they do it in such a manner, and then what we receive from them is like what we receive from above.
Ну это уже как бы наша работа, то есть тех, кто принимает, скажем, их решение на себя.
And this is already our work. Of those who receive their decisions. I'm talking about the decisions themselves. The decision should stem from the perspective of the development of the group. So,
to connection, to the increasing connection between them. There the group is going forward. To the increasing connection between them.
Такая вот идеология. Что это за?
And как вообще это? What is this ideology precisely? How can we depict this to ourselves? How can we agree on something like that?
Isn't this they build the Creator, form the image of the Creator between them?
В этой группе либо вообще в мировой группе?
From this group or from the general group?
Also from this group that is the decision maker, and also in all the from all the groups that are around it, and then in the general big group, and also in all of humanity.
Ну, а как-то вот наша группа большая как-то может, ну, то есть
and that our general group can somehow check it in some way, for example, whether tomorrow we're actually closer to the Creator or not.
According to how much you will get closer to one another, you'll be closer to the Creator. According to that, you'll have correct decision. And if the decision is not so correct, then you'll receive all sorts of signs that will correct you.
So you're trying to give us direction on, it's not so much, let's say, that B'nai Baruch will be run, let's say, on individuals, on individual power, or let's say individual decisions. But you're trying to help us, let's say, become mature, that we do everything through our connection, through our through the connection. Let's say we make decisions through connections, we make directions through our connection, and that we become so mature that through our connection we'll come to the truth, and it doesn't matter what's going on, but our connection is we can do everything if we're mature enough. If we connect, we can build a society together, and we can give it directions through our connection. Is that what you're trying to tell us? That we can try and find the way also how
to...
Certainly, that's what I mean. But for the connection to be as spiritual as possible, and that you'll be the ones to build it, to strengthen it, to examine it, for it to work that way.
Рав, вначале вы сказали, что эта группа должна основываться...
In the beginning you said that this group has to be based on some corporeal organizational form. Then you said that the group has to come to an internal connection. Let's say we meet, we have a purpose. We need to take some decision, let's say. How will that meeting take place?
You need to take the writings of Baal HaSulam and Rabash, what they write, and on your meetings, from one meeting to the next, to try and implement what it says there. Direct you toward.
How? What should we do practically?
The more the organization knows the truth, the better it will feel the point of balance, and accordingly it'll advance, and sure, there are going to be problems on each and every step on the way, but you'll know how to come out of one point to the next point, which is closer and closer to the goal. It's always going to be in collision, etc., etc., like with everything else, like in mathematics. You know, that a straight line, it's a line that consists of dots, that in each and every dot, there is a flipping point. And out of all those points, you build the straight line.
How will not tear the organization into parts, and even two?
That's why I want to build it in such a way that it will be in the ability of the organization to both examine itself and also sustain itself.
So what's the guiding principle that we won't split into different opinions?
You need to now examine what Kabbalists write and try to build an organization correspondingly. This is exactly what I want for you to do now, gradually, slowly, and not suddenly after I'm gone.
Clear. One thing I saw also in this Congress, We see that they're friends, that when the Rav says, be independent, they interpret it that we have to build something new. And they're friends that adhere to what Rav said, and they think we should like watch recorded lessons the whole Congress. And then there's friends that say, no, we should not even see what Rav says, because then we won't be able to build something new. So what approach? How to connect them all? You need them all?
Very simple. We need to continue in the same line that Rav set us on and try and see what is the next correct step in the correct direction. And if we don't look at the past, we won't be able to correctly advance forward. And if we won't want to advance, then we won't. That's why we just need to know in what direction does he want us to continue and increase the forces of connection in order to advance.
Clear. It's difficult, but it's clear.
It's certain that this way we'll safely advance correctly. Otherwise, in a few steps, we'll discover that we're not an organization, that we're not connected, and that no one cares about anything or anyone.
What to do with the feeling that everybody thinks that they understand?
This is something that a person needs to shove, well, bury it in.
Last question. This body you're speaking about, elite society or also the dissemination factory?
This body leads the entire factory, including the dissemination factory, including all other organizations, organs that exist within us. I'm talking about a government, which is over the entire Bnei Baruch. It is an ideological group that for them the main thing is to be connected, and in every decision that they take and make, all the different groups under them make sure that it's in the direction of connection, meaning what they have in this upper group is sheer concern for connection, and then all other groups that stem from them, these can already be professional groups, specific professional groups that are engaged in teaching, dissemination, music, I don't know what, different things. But this main group, it's concerned with keeping the ideology that everything is done and made in direction of increasing the connection and different actions and branches.
So they are a 10, they'll be a 10?
They are a 10. And there need to be people that were sure that for many years they've been working in a 10. Clear,
thank you.
And only according to that do we choose them. That they live in the 10, this is what they're targeted on. They could be excellent friends. They could be great professionals. Doesn't matter. The main thing is inside the 10. It could be a person that devotes himself to, repairing things in the building or in some country or in some place or something. Doesn't matter. The main thing is the connection, that this is something that exists.
Organization. I don't understand what he's saying. These people have to have a tendency to organize.
Organizing meaning what?
People that know how to organize.
Know how to organize meaning what?
They manage and know how to make people work. They
know. No, no. First and foremost, they need to keep the ten. The law that everything's revealed, controlled, governed from the connection within the ten.
And how will they manage the organization itself? They need to know how to manage systems. It's a huge system, Bnei Baruch.
Systems will be managed by professionals working under this, let's call it ideological group. And this ideological group makes sure that the beginning, so in between, the end, that all actions and operations will be for the sake of connection of everyone, that only connection is our holy goal.
Clear, thank you.
Moscow 4.
Moscow 4.
Раф, можно еще раз уточнить, пожалуйста. Вот сейчас есть руководители по языкам.
Can we try and be precise again? Now you have head of languages. Usually you send something to those friends and they pass your direction onward.
Heads of departments isn't that supreme ten. Heads of departments are people who are responsible for getting organized, for disseminating the wisdom, for the connection that exists between the center and its different branches according to languages, according to countries. These are the heads of language departments. Well, the heads of departments, that's how the organization was up until now, and maybe there are going to be changes in the future, and maybe we'll make immediate changes, but over time. But we need to understand that maybe two or three people are going to work together, that one's going to be, you know, is going to manage the language, someone else going to manage the organization, someone else will manage ideology, something like that.
So it has to be a certain body that is above all those that are already managing.
Yeah, this is the supreme body that's above everything, but it's very important because it keeps the line from the beginning of our action and up to the final goal.
Раф, извините, вы не могли бы уточнить немножко? Вы говорили, может быть, это 2-3 человека вместе, один владеет языком, организатор, идеологии.
Say, is it like 2-3 people that have to be together? One knows how to organize, one knows languages, one knows ideology.
I don't know. This is something that you have to discuss among yourselves. How can they do it? But it doesn't matter what are they engaged in. The main thing is that they keep the connection between them, the connection of the group, and that mainly what they're concerned with is the connection, that they don't care through which actions the branches act. But the main thing is that it will all be in connection between everyone, in unity among everyone. It is a group that keeps the unity, even though that they're different, 10 different friends, but they keep the unity. That's their main goal.
Moscow 7.
Да, доброе утро, Раф. Я уверен, что
Good morning, Раф. I'm sure that BB will choose the right people, but will this choice be forever, or should this group revise itself like once a year, once every 3 years, because ego is an ego? We don't know how it's going to be. Maybe like every 5 years you have to check.
Correct question. I think once a year. Once a year. We're changing so much, advancing so much that we should do it at least once a year. That how?
Song? Maybe before that, maybe you should like summarize this. There were so many things said. What, how do you summarize this?
The summary is simple, a conclusion simple, that what we need to be concerned with is creating such an ideological group that will be the head of the organization, not department managers or anything else. It is truly an ideological group that is concerned with how to direct all of us, or to make it so that we're all directed toward the purpose of creation. And this group needs to be concerned with our daily schedule, with our holidays, with our meals, with everything. It needs to be concerned with our lessons. In what way, in which direction are we going? What materials are we choosing? Meaning it's a supreme ideological group that controls our head. It controls our heads. It really turns our heads in one or another direction. And this is our concern, its concern of that group. How will we not deviate from the path and get some kind of values that might deviate us? I don't think that we should focus on the name Last Generation, no.
Moscow and Mach 6, how would they be chosen for a limited time? Because their ego can grow.
The group needs to be chosen for at least 6 months, 6 months to 6 months.
Muchos amigos que, y muchas decenas que sienten.
There are a lot of friends and a lot of tens that feel and understand how the love is in the unity. I think maybe we can encourage those tens from now that they'll start suggesting who could organize it and also start seeing how to maybe do some tests to see how it works. Like we saw in the last Congress, everything is in the unity. You find the love in the unity. You find the direction. The base is clear. Bala Sulam and Rabash, that's clear. So now, it's a moment to start practicing this unity. Maybe we can create this space that we can build a model that will be the engine for it. Love. You're right. You're right. We now need to build such a form of unity between us where we discover the Creator. We don't need the Rav, and we don't need tens and groups or anything. The Creator will be revealed between us. Just in order for Him to be revealed, we have to build tens in a way that the essence of the ten will be the Creator. The connection of the ten will give us the image of the Creator. You have made me. That's how it has to happen. That is what I'm pushing you towards.
Sí, es algo muy emocionante.
Clear. It's very exciting. I think that we need to really be excited because it's a new stage. And that's the continuation to what we attained in the Congress.
Well, I'm not so much talking about the organization itself, but about the ideology of our advancement, your planet somehow, right? For example, Dudi and Akoka, they come to you and you discuss with them what excerpts are we gonna read and why these and not others. So, I'm talking about our spiritual development, that if we're talking about the organization that will have to replace you, then they'll have to replace you precisely in that. That's the main thing. And not about how we'll have our meals or something else. That's the main thing.
You're mistaken, because it seems to you that in the connection between us, we're scrutinizing an ideology. The ideology is prepared. It's ready. Baal HaSulam writes us about it. That everything is written down, and the ideology is ready, the method is clear. We just need to decide, and this decision can be daily, how we implement this ideology, this decision on our actions daily. And that's expressed in studies, in meetings, in meals, and all kinds of things. There's nothing about it. The main thing is all of the ideology is in a person's attitude. What is he drawn towards? Why is he doing everything? Why is he connecting? Why is he coming to a meal? Why is he coming to some kind of connection? That's the ideology, his ideology. There are no secrets here. It's only the actions that through them we build our intention more and more till Gemar Tikkun. What are we drawn towards?
How can this be planned?
Pre-planned
in terms of some kind of, in the form of some kind of plan, program, at least.
That's what they're doing. When are we going to sit for meals and lessons and all kinds of ways to organize men, women, so on? And the main thing is what is on that? What intention is dwelling on that?
So exactly, this is the intention, the ideology we're talking about. How is it possible to pre-plan the next stage in terms of the ideology of the group?
If we're advancing correctly, so we can understand through that what to add. It's all written down. There are no secrets here.
Well, it says many things are written about it, but still, to implement it in relation to this concrete situation, like you're saying, the time has come that to talk about it, because we're not reading tests, but we're discussing this, and that this what will advance us, this is what you're saying. The question is, how can the group decide on something like that, make the same decision, and plan things for the future?
If they'll do it correctly, they'll feel that they have to do such actions or other actions. It'll be revealed to them in their heart and their mind. You think that you can give secrets from one to another that only you and me will know? There's no such thing. It comes from within a person, from implementing it correctly between him and the others. There is the Creator, and he reveals to them thoughts and desires on the next states.
Okay, Can we, for example, if we're not talking about global plans, but in the 10, can we mark such a path of spiritual development for ourselves or certain stages in our development if we're advancing correctly?
Of course, yes. There's no question about it. Open Rabash, Bala Sulam, see what they wrote. You want to implement it. You see what you can do and what you can't yet, but try and so on. That's the track. That's the path. There's nothing about it. There's no secrets here. There's nothing here that you even have to say one to the other. It's all written down before us, everything they wrote.
But it's simply that the way things are now, a 10 doesn't plan its future development. But we as a kind of, we're a kind of structure that reacts to things. Daily task, curriculum, etc., etc. These are all things that the 10 responds to. Are we capable of trying and build this thing correctly for ourselves?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Some supreme 10 that will determine the stages of development for everyone, what we're studying, how to study, in what way, and so on, that they will feel in their tendency towards connection and constant tendency. They'll feel more and more how to lead the organization towards the right connection.
This is
what I'm trying to scrutinize. Even in my small 10, I'm not talking about the entire Bnei Baruch, even in my small 10, how can we reach such a decision together, such a feeling that we understand that this is the right next step in our development, and then that's the right step? How do we understand, feel it together?
Only according to the feeling in the heart. I can't explain more. I also don't understand why you're asking all these things. We talked about it so much. It's not written anywhere. You can't pass it on from mouth to mouth. Mouth to mouth, yes. Mouth to ear, you can't. It's impossible. It's only according to the person who is doing. In him, these things are being revealed and he can implement it. Okay.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Дорогой Раф, вот слышится все то, что сейчас происходит, это что мы вместе с вами.
Everything that is going on now, it sounds like we now need to choose a new government. May it now be, for the time being, may it be the Bnei Baruch, the government of Bnei Baruch, according to completely new standards of the stole, and how in practice are we supposed to care for one another? And it's a tremendous project.
I agree with you 100%. That's what we need to do. And except for that, not only to organize it, that it'll be written on a piece of paper, but to implement it in our life, at least in our organization, with hope that it'll spread to all of humanity. Yes? You write it. You know how to write it correctly. And send it to me. That's it.
So when we choose, should we choose from all the friends in the world, or to the contrary? What do you recommend?
It doesn't matter where a person lives. It matters as much as he's aimed towards the goal, as much as he is devoted to the goal, as much as he is in contact with the friends that are connected to that matter, That's what's important. Nothing but that. But still, look how these people are able to activate and work.